This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
8 states in the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration. That's after the government gave an Austin-based company the green light to publish downloadable plans for guns that can be made at home using a 3D printer or milling machine. As KUT's Matt Largy reports, it comes after a long court battle with the federal government.
This is a story about guns, but we're not going to hear any guns, no shots fired, because it's not a story about an actual gun. It's a story about the recipe for a gun and what that recipe means before it's made into something real.
That strange screeching sound is milling of a pocket in an AR-15.
This is Cody Wilson. He chews a toothpick as he shows me around the machine shop at Defense Distributed in North Austin. His company does a few things. Right now, it's mostly making automated milling machines that people can use to make guns at home. But Wilson's real goal is about the designs for all kinds of guns, untraceable, with no serial numbers, that could be made using a 3D printer or milling machine at home, and making them available for anyone to download on the internet.
So I guess my question is why?
Why provide the right to keep and bear arms for all time on the internet?
Yeah.
Well, let's say you're a radical and you actually believe that the individual should have the capacity to own this type of weapon. One way of ensuring that he has at least the measure beginning is to make sure that this digital content, this intellectual property, is always available to him.
This all started back in 2013 when Wilson made his first 3D printed gun. It was a single-shot pistol, mostly plastic with a few metal parts you can buy at the hardware store. He called it the Liberator. Then he put the plans for it online. Soon he got a letter from the State Department. It said he may be violating international arms export rules. It said he needed permission from the government to post those files. So he took the files down. And then he sued the government.
For them to take that position was to create a prior restraint of speech, a content-based regulation of speech, things which, to anyone who's even got a kind of basic understanding of the history of First Amendment law, like these are impermissible, unconstitutional things. They don't really survive judicial scrutiny.
The case wound its way through the courts. Gun control groups weighed in.
We have laws to keep guns out of the wrong hands and to require background checks when you buy guns at gun stores.
Jonathan Lowy is the vice president for litigation at the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
That can be completely undercut if somebody can simply buy a 3D printer and crank out an AK-47 or AR-15 in their basement.
But Wilson also had supporters. Kit Walsh is an attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. It's a nonprofit focused on civil liberties online.
Part of the issue in this case is the question of whether a computer file can be speech that's protected under the First Amendment.
Walsh argues computer code is no different than a recipe. In this case, a recipe for a gun. The Supreme Court has never decided that computer code is protected under the First Amendment, but some lower courts have.
Traditionally, under the First Amendment, we don't keep people from talking about things just because they might be used in an illegal way.
After 3 years of legal wrangling, something unexpected happened. The government agreed to a deal with Defense Distributed. In April, the State Department agreed to allow Wilson to publish the designs online. The State Department wouldn't talk on the record about the settlement, but in a written statement, it said it would be issuing new arms export rules, eliminating the ones at issue in this case.
It was shocking.
Jonathan Lowy from the Brady Center again.
In April of this year, the Trump administration moved to dismiss this lawsuit and in very strong terms talked about the grave dangers that would be created if Defense Distributed got its way. Then about 3 weeks later, the U.S. State Department essentially gave Defense Distributed everything they wanted.
The Brady Center and other gun control groups filed a last-ditch effort to block the settlement last week. A judge denied their request. Now 8 states and the District of Columbia are suing the State Department over the settlement. But Cody Wilson has published his gun plans online already, ahead of a planned August 1st launch. But even Wilson himself doesn't expect to see a huge proliferation of 3D printed guns.
I really don't. Like, we've had 5 or 6 years to see people make Liberators, and the gun itself is a curiosity. You build it if you're nerdy enough to know about it and to want to build it. There's no particular zeal for building the thing.
Do you understand why this all makes people uncomfortable?
I do, but sometimes it's uncomfortable to be responsible or, you know, move into a new age of technological possibility. I suppose then people's feelings are kind of beside the point.
Behind Wilson's offices, there's a big tree. Underneath, a polished granite block has been laid in the ground.
All right, so can you tell me what we're looking at here?
This is a granite headstone. It says, in the veteran font, it says American Gun Control.
So what does this mean?
I don't believe that American Gun Control is literally dead, but I do believe that many times in our company, in our company's history, we've spiritually killed American Gun Control. Of course, with immediate downloadable guns all over the internet, that's an important dimension of the right to keep and bear arms that will always be with us.
Keep in mind that it's always been legal to make your own guns at home. All you need is the right equipment and the right skills. What Wilson's doing is nothing new. He's just brought it into the 21st century. Matt Largy, KUT News.